Podcast.
I am one of the few people who think the Patriots are actually going to be really good this year.
Let's go!
Oh, God.
It's me. It's Kevin Wiles.
What a shocker. Surprise.
Welcome in to the R Bill Simmons podcast, and thank you again to Wiser Times for the new intro song. Fantastic. Go follow him on Twitter at Wiser Times Music. We got beef. We got serious podcasting beef. I'm sure you've heard by now, but if you're living under a rock, JJ Redick and Bill Simmons are beefing, and Bill Simmons just sent a shot via his Twitter account, which we're going to get into. He is not happy about what JJ said. So let's just dive right in here. And we have to back up to say this is coming from our Bill Simmons. This, I truly believe that Reddit Bill Simmons has caused the beef between Bill and JJ. Frankly, I'm not even sure it's a beef from JJ's perspective. I think it's more of Bill's, but we're going to get to that. So we get 11 hours ago. This is 4:49 a.m. Eastern Time, Shower Martini on the Bill Simmons subreddit has a post. And he says, the title of the post is, JJ Redick, what I realized 3.5 years ago was when I was still at the Ringer and they finally allowed us to tape some of our podcast interviews, Zion, Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson. The realization was audio doesn't go viral. Video goes viral, said at the end of Tuesday's episode of The Low Post with JJ Redick. So this gets a lot of attention in the subreddit. The subreddit by now, it's 53,000 people. There's 2,000 on right now as I'm recording this. 117 upvotes, 87 comments. This is one of the top posts on the subreddit page. So a lot of discussion here. And did we think Bill was going to react to it? I didn't. I mean, JJ just said it, fine. And for the context here, JJ previously was at The Ringer. And clearly he left and went on his own, and I think he's crushing it. And frankly, I think JJ is market-correcting Bill in a lot of ways with some of the interviews that he's doing. For example, Porzingis, I think, is going to be on a show tomorrow. He's already tweeting out clips. Where's Bill? Why isn't Bill interviewing a guy like Porzingis? We haven't seen that in a long time. So JJ is really in a great lane here of interviewing players that are current, had a great Dame interview previously, and he's also interviewing media members too. So, and he's going on Zach Lowe's podcast. I made a joke that Zach Lowe and JJ reunited and then Bill's left out of it, and people got a kick out of that. So anyway, this post goes on the Bill Simmons subreddit. Okay. Now, Awful Announcing, who, shout out Awful Announcing, I think they've been doing great coverage recently of Bill Simmons. Awful Announcing has tweeted and written articles that embed my tweets in their articles. So, for example, Awful Announcing wrote about Bill potentially stopping million-dollar picks. I tweeted out the audio of that from a Bill Simmons podcast. Awful Announcing used the audio in their article and said, this is Bill saying that he might not do million-dollar picks anymore because he was losing so much. So Awful Announcing is on the Bill Simmons beat right now. And I think they're crushing it. I think there is a demand for a Bill Simmons beat. I'm literally recording a podcast about a podcast and it's getting over 600 listens a show. Hopefully this one gets a lot more than that. And the Awful Announcing articles, I mean, these guys got, you know, at least 100,000 followers. I think they've got 300,000 followers. And I think the Bill Simmons articles are some of the best. Bill Simmons has talked about Awful Announcing before. I think he mentioned it in the Book of Basketball a number of times. I was looking at that recently. So Awful Announcing, they have an article out a couple hours after. So do I think that the Bill Simmons subreddit was aggregated by awful announcing? Absolutely I do. It wouldn't be the first time. Again, this subreddit is 53,000 people. A lot of people are going to this subreddit. Just today, Raheem Palmer of The Ringer was in the subreddit responding to people. This isn't the first guy. A couple weeks ago, Justin Verrier, I think I'm saying it right. I've never listened to a show. He does an NBA show for The Ringer. He got heated in an episode in the subreddit because apparently there is some criticism of the show, and he went out and defended the show. So, you know, we always talk about the pod. Is Rosillo in the sub? Is Bill in the sub? And Mina Kimes tweeted this the other day. Not the other day. Mina Kimes tweeted this a couple months ago. She's found the Bill Simmons subreddit funny, but for her own mental health, probably not great to go there because a lot of her friends are discussed. And ultimately, that's probably what the Ringer writers should do. But as I've been discussing today with people and some guests that have been on the show previously, man, it would be fucking difficult not to check the subreddit if you are a Ringer podcaster or staffer. It would be very hard not to check it. So, look, I think, you know, for better or worse, it's coming with the territory that if you are a big media name doing a podcast in the Ringer-esque circle, your shows will be discussed. And ultimately, generally, people like the shows, but sometimes there will be criticism. I mean, I post my show in the Bill Simmons subreddit and people constantly hate on it. They don't like self-promotion. Fine. But I take that. Sometimes I fight back too. But I think we've seen a lot of Ringer people hop into the sub. But the general point here is that a lot of people are looking at Bill Simmons subreddit. So I think Awful Announcing looked at that and they posted an article. They aggregated. So they aggregated RBS. They aggregated Bill Simmons. And I'm looking at the article right now. JJ, this is the article on Awful Announcing. We have JJ Redick, the Ringer resisting video held back the old man in the three. And he has the quote, the realization was audio doesn't go viral, video goes viral. And that's obviously what the Bill Simmons subreddit quote was there. So they have their article. You can go and read it. You go to Awful Announcing. It's the one JJ Redick. And then he has that the same quote that was in the subreddit post. Now, because I do research for my podcast, even though I don't get paid for the podcast, I'm doing it for fun. I'm probably putting in more research to this podcast than Bill Simmons does for his average podcast, which frankly is not saying that much. So the research that I did is that I knew that JJ Redick had talked about why he split from Bill Simmons in the first place. And so let's get some details on this. Okay. I went back and watched a 3 to 4 minute clip of JJ saying why he left The Ringer. Okay. The biggest one, JJ wanted to own his IP. So he actually said that when he was shopping the pod, The Ringer offered JJ the most guaranteed money, but wasn't flexible in allowing him to own his IP and to basically play around with the content. And that was what he was going for. So JJ was looking to bet on himself. And ultimately, that's the evolutionary Simmons move. Bill Simmons bet on himself for his entire fucking career. Okay. Now, I don't know what the guidelines are for Spotify, but I would hope that Bill Simmons could understand that people want to bet on themselves, man. You did it. You made it big. You crushed it. Bill Simmons changed the sports writing game for eternity. He changed the sports podcasting game. He's the podfather. And he crushed it. He changed sports documentaries for good. So Bill Simmons has had so much success betting on himself. The one area that didn't work was Any Given Wednesday. But man, the guy's batting average is incredible. I'm making fun of him a lot. And I think he's washed. But I have to admit, the batting average and the slugging percentage that Bill Simmons has had by betting on himself is fucking incredible. And I don't say it a lot now, but kudos to Bill Simmons for all of what he's done in his career, plus timing the Spotify sale impeccably. He literally sold the Spotify at the exact podcasting top. Incredible. So kudos to Bill Simmons. But here he is not allowing JJ to own the content. And the quote from JJ was, he asked Bill, he said, are you going to let me own it? And Bill told him no. JJ said, okay, I'm moving on. I'm going somewhere else. Now, what was also interesting, and why there might be some bad blood, it didn't sound like there was much bad blood from JJ in this interview. It was from summer 2022. It was just, it was the business. So Bill and Spotify, whatever, he is the head of podcast monetization there. What he's doing for it, we don't know. But they didn't allow him to keep the JJ Redick podcast. So the JJ Redick podcast is owned by The Ringer, presumably. He had to do The Old Man and the Three. And so the big issue with that is you have to rebuild your RSS feed. You have to rebuild your subscribers. But, and now we're getting to the crux of the beef. The guys say, hey, well, we're really, this, the guys that he was on the podcast with, we're really impressed by you because you got to 100,000 subscribers in a couple months. Your new YouTube channel. That was incredible. And that's where in this podcasting interview, JJ says the following. He says, in his last year with The Ringer, he did an interview with Zion in person in LA, and he did an interview with Jimmy Butler 2 weeks before COVID. It was a light bulb moment for him. And he said, those are still the two most watched videos on The Ringer channel, the YouTube video channel. Now, you guys are probably aware of this, but if not, I want to give some context. The Ringer has been trying to do video and they have not been successful. Simple matter of fact, right? Remember Ringer Films? Bill wanted to do all this YouTube stuff. Bill acted in some stuff. If you type in Bill Simmons on GIFs, GIFs, whatever you call it, a lot of the stuff that he acted in for The Ringer is on YouTube. So they've tried to do it. Hasn't worked. Remember Rosillo? Rosillo does monologues for The Ringer. YouTube channel doesn't really work. Okay. So they tried it. Didn't really work. Again, I point you to the JJ comments. Okay. The Ringer finally agreed to allow us to tape a couple of our podcast interviews. So that's interesting to me. Why weren't they allowed to tape them in the first place? I think we want to get to the bottom of that. Why couldn't they tape them? Was it a money thing? Was it a contractual thing? Was it Spotify doesn't want YouTube content? I don't know why, but it's really strange. It's very, very strange. And then Awful Announcing in their article goes, at The Ringer, video has never been a major focus. Clips from top shows are posted to the channel. They've experimented, but it hasn't really done that much. And I would agree with that. It hasn't done that much. But let's fact check, JJ. Let's go to The Ringer YouTube channel, okay? And you could do this yourself. Let's go to The Ringer YouTube channel. Most popular videos. Number one, 4.5 million views. Jimmy Butler reveals what made him leave the Sixers, the JJ Redick podcast. Ding, ding, ding. Most popular. Number two, 2.4 million views. Jimmy Butler on his falling out with Philly and being a villain in the NBA, the JJ Redick podcast. Ding, ding, ding. He's right. He's right. This is what's happening. The Ringer doesn't succeed in video. Those are just the facts here. These are the facts. And if you look at their popular, all of their most popular videos, again, check the, you know, you don't have to listen to the tribe here. You could do this yourself. All their, you know, they have five videos that have 1 million views. Two of those are JJ's. And then beyond that, it gets to 500K pretty quick. One of those is Zion 620K with JJ. One of those is Duncan 557 with JJ. So the fact that JJ is still here, that's pretty incredible that he's still high. Now let's go to latest, okay? Let's go to fucking latest on The Ringer and check this out. What do we have for views? 11K views, 5.6, 3.4, 13K, 21, 35, 3.1, 15, 10, 11, 3K, 5.6, 40K, 13, 40K, 4K, 16, 5.7K. I'm scrolling this. I haven't come across a 100K episode. 100K clip. This is incredible. What the hell's going on here, right? This is insane. Okay, and now let's go to JJ Redick's channel, okay? Let's go to JJ Redick's channel. the JJ Redick, and let's go old man in three. And I guarantee it's far and above. I don't know if you guys could have heard that. You guys might have even heard me going to his channel. It's far and above what Bill does. Let's do little videos. Let's not even do popular. Let's do most recent JJ videos. We're rocking 162, 113, 103, 115, 193, a 38K in there, 119, 146, 186. Let's go to popular. We got 2.4, 1.9 million, 1.7, 1.6, 1.6, 1.5, 1.4, 1.4 on Bill Simmons reading off the schedule for the rest of the year. Nobody can understand. Look at that. Look at how many 1 million view count videos that JJ Redick has on his channel in 1 year than The Ringer does in their entire history. So I have to assess the facts here. And yes, maybe I am going to be biased against Bill and pro JJ because I think JJ is doing a hell of a job with his content. I think he's prepared. I think he has great guests. I think he not only nails, he's got coaches, he's got players, he's got media members. He can augment how he conducts the interviews with each of these with whoever he talks to. I mean, JJ is talking with Jason Tatum. Where is Bill? JJ is talking Luka Doncic. JJ is, I mean, if you're an NBA fan, why are you listening to Bill Simmons, Ringer Lackey, NBA Karaoke, NBA Hamster Wheel? Let me just go to the latest JJ, and I want to compare this to what Bill is doing. Because what Bill is doing is NBA Hamster Wheel content. JJ's got Porzingis. JJ's got amazing Devin Booker trash-talking JJ story. Okay? He's got Cam Thomas. He's got Richard Jefferson, who's one of the best media members. He's got Tim Legler. Again, Tim Legler, one of the best media members. Okay? He's got Tyrese Halliburton. Okay. Fantastic. We want to hear from him, right? So he's got all of these. He's got Adam Silver. This was a big one. I was on Twitter hyping this up. It's like, this is a fucking market correction. This is an absolute market correction. Because I might have even said, I'm typing now, maybe you can hear this. This was a market correction. Bill Simmons made his fucking bones, dude. Bill Simmons made his fucking bones. David Stern was one of the first guests that he ever had on the BS pod, the BS report in 2007. They're great interviews. I tell you guys, I go on YouTube, search Bill Simmons, Adam Silver. And they're great. They're great interviews. Bill is prepared. He's asking good questions. He frames the interview in a good enough way where he's a little bit wonky with some of his out there ideas. But again, like, give Bill Simmons credit. A lot of his ideas, like a tournament or like the seeds, like the Entertaining as Hell tournament, a lot of that stuff got into the NBA. I mean, Bill's smart about a lot of this stuff. So what you really have to question is, does Bill want it anymore, right? And I think the answer is no. I think the answer is no, okay? I really do. And I don't want to be an asshole, and I don't want to say that I don't think Bill, you know, I don't want to criticize Bill if I truly think he's putting in the effort. I just don't think he's putting in the effort. I really don't. And maybe I can be misproven. Maybe Bill can hook himself up to the rejuvenation machine, but I'm calling out Bill Simmons, and a lot of people in the subreddit are calling out Bill Simmons, just like Bill Simmons called out Rick Riley back in the day, just like he called out, you know, he said washed up Boston Globe writers, just like he said they were just on the radio show for a paycheck. Like, Bill, dude, you are exactly the person that you fucking criticized when you were 25 years old in Digital City Boston. So, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, maybe he is. He's probably not. Who knows? Who knows? But, you know, you're being criticized like you used to criticize people and you made your name in it. Okay, let's get to the actual beef. Okay, let's get to the actual beef. There's enough buildup. We need to get to the actual beef. Bill Simmons on X today, in response to this, And what I needed to do is give you guys the perspective before hearing this. Okay? I needed to give you guys that because this is what could be bubbling up inside Bill Simmons. And what is the Bill Simmons response? Okay. He screenshots awful announcing article. We know it's awful announcing because it's the exact same words and font in awful announcing. So, Bill Simmons is reading an aggregation of our Bill Simmons on Twitter and screenshotting it. Pretty incredible. Okay. This is the tweet. Hey, JJ Redick, I like you and enjoyed our time together. You did 8 pod episodes total in 2019. 3 had NBA guests. You started doing video pods in mid-January 2020, and the pandemic happened 7 weeks later. You never took the pods seriously until 2020. That's why it's good. I'm still a fan. Wow. Wow. I mean, we need time to assess this. Just what the hell was just dropped? And this is not the first time that Bill has done this. If you recall, Bill was very mad about Jonah Carey, who has a past here. He was very mad about Jonah Carey basically stealing his idea for a article where he ranks players on trade value. Essentially, that nobody else can rank players on trade value except if they credit Bill Simmons. Now, hilariously, I don't know if he still does it, but Dave Cameron over at Fangraphs, a baseball site, I don't think he's ever talked to Bill Simmons in his life, but he writes in his article that the counting down the trade list, Bill Simmons once popularized the idea. Hilarious. So the tweet from Bill Simmons is, this is 2017, Jonah, we don't work together anymore. You can't just take my trade value idea / format and write it for another website. It's not yours. Okay. Let me hold you up there, Mr. Bill Simmons. You fucking admitted that you stole Letterman's bit on fucking Mailbag, dude. You admitted that you stole that bit from Letterman. I think I don't have the exact quote in me because I'm doing this emergency pod, but at some point, Bill, whether it was a book or whether it was columns, said that, you know, early on, you should have just gave me a gap tooth and thrown on a perm wig because I was doing David Letterman. So Bill Simmons, it's okay for him to take Letterman's bit, but no one else can take his bit. Okay. So what does this all boil down to? This is a lot of what I have been discussing on this podcast with a variety of guests who, shout out to all the guests who come on because they're fucking killing it lately. And in general, for 4 episodes now, it's episode 50. Guests are crushing it, and these people just want to talk Simmons like the rest of us, okay? So what's going on here? It's that, you know, there's been some professional failures in Bill Simmons' career. Any Given Wednesday is one, and I would put the Ringer YouTube channel as another one because Bill has always been talking about video being the future. And you could even search that. You could say Bill Simmons, video is the future. And unfortunately for him, it didn't work. It didn't work at all. Because, and he even has his own video. He even has his own YouTube channel now. But he's been out there and he's talked about how he really wants to go hard in video because he thinks that's the next lane. He's been talking about this for years now, and it hasn't totally worked out. So JJ is eclipsing him in video. JJ, I think, is market correcting him with the NBA pod. JJ is crushing it without being at the ringer. And he's not the only person who has left. He's not the only former podcaster who's left the ringer and gone on to bigger and better things. And so if you're someone who had that talent, then you think back to it and you say, oh, did I mismanage that talent? You could say, maybe we should have been doing more video. Maybe I should have given JJ a little bit more freedom, and it would have been awesome to have that YouTube content making money for us over at the ringer instead of him doing his other thing. So I also want to read some comments from the subreddit, because I think the sub kind of nails it here. So they're talking about, this is Cowboy Slayer in 1992. He goes, the ringer has been around for almost a decade. It's got less than 500,000 YouTube subscribers. Video clips with Russillo and Bill are lucky to crack 20,000 views. Old Man 3 is a few years old. They're at 986,000 subscribers. They routinely get several hundred thousands of views, what I was talked about earlier and proved it. So basically, the ringer seems content forever doing podcasts via fucking Zoom, which I'll yell until I'm blue in the face is not conducive to building chemistry and producing great content. Look around the rest of the podcast land. You do it in person. You just do. I swear I am not Cowboy Slayer in 1992, but that was baller. And then somebody else goes, Left Hand Stir, I love the ringer, but this should be at the top of the thread. And it was. As good as Bill has been anticipating so many things in sports media, it's mind-blowing that it's taken them so long to embrace YouTube, which literally predates his entire podcasting career and is clearly what supercharged Rogan's reach. With the amount of weekly content the Ringer Network puts out, they're literally saying no to A, free money, and B, exponential growth via virality. And that's coming from someone who basically never watches podcasts on YouTube or social media, but recognizes that it's the preferred modality for many and by far the most profitable revenue stream. And I think that the context that I want to add to this too is that Bill has never been great on video. This goes back to PTI, Grantland Basketball Hour, which was boring. I mean, I hate to say it, Grantland Basketball Hour was boring, okay? Any Given Wednesday obviously sucked. I will give Bill credit. Bill and Jalen previews, season previews for Grantland were bangers, absolute bangers. But the problem is, like, why aren't you doing that now? Where is Bill Simmons doing that kind of content right now? And he's not, and it's not getting the views. So ultimately, this all kind of bubbles up to other people are succeeding more than Bill. And, you know, he's probably not that happy with it. But I think what you do if you're Bill Simmons is, if you're that annoyed at JJ, reach out in person, man. Why are you saying this? Why are you saying this? And really, it's JJ, like, was careful not to really call out Bill, right? He said he had the realization, and the realization was that audio doesn't go viral, video goes viral. Where is hating on Bill Simmons coming from this? I've heard JJ previously talk about how he still texts Bill back and forth sometimes, gets his thoughts on the media landscape at times. So I just don't understand why Bill needs to lob this grenade at JJ. What did JJ do, you know? And frankly, if JJ or Zach either thought it was, if they thought it was aggressive, they could have easily cut it from the podcast, right? And maybe they did, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But, you know, it's not a good look, and it's kind of petty Bill, right? It's petty Bill, which falls exactly in line with Bill Simmons calls up anybody in his fucking Rolodex when their team loses a big game, right? But he never does it when they have a big game. Mallory Rubin called him out on this recently. And when you give Bill an ounce of shit for his team not doing well, he gets pissy. And Bill Simmons, he's one of those guys that can't take an L. He never admits to an L. The Patriots were going to be really fucking good this year. And then next thing we know, he's saying Mac Jones is the best tank commander. Dude, just take the L and be like, yeah, like, laugh at yourself. I was wrong with the Pats. Yeah, it'd be great to get a high pick, but man, Mac Jones sucks. You know, like, a little bit of you know, self-deprecation goes a long way. You don't need to be self-deprecating your entire life, but a little bit of like admitting to the loss is okay, especially when you've had 6 Super Bowls over the past 2 decades. I mean, give me a break here. So I want to read through some of this as well. So this is for listeners that won't be in the subreddit. This is the post in the subreddit, which is getting a lot of comments, 98 comments today. I'm sure it's 95 people here. Like, people are eating this up, man. I mean, people eat this up. So the, like, this podcast and the Awful Announcing Lane, like, this is, people love this stuff. And another thing, Bill is not mad. Please don't put in the newspaper that Bill is mad. That's that famous drill tweet. Bill sure does like to get petty with former colleagues on social media. It reminds me of the Jonah Carey feud a few years back, of course. Another one. He's petty as hell. That's a shot to say you never took this seriously, as if coming up with dumbass drafts or comparing athletes to 90210 characters takes serious effort. I mean, right? Here's another one. Jesus Christ. Bill acting like a 13-year-old. JJ never said he hated his time at the company, badmouthed anyone, spoke ill of Bill or anything in his comment, and yet Bill responds like a child. And then Dell's screenshot, which is the one that's the OP, said, all he said was the Ringer didn't prioritize video, and that's still true. Even Bill knows that. They don't record in person or post their main pods on YouTube like they did in the Grantland days. I'm not even sure what his point here is. Another person, he's so sensitive and thin-skinned. Another person, Bill is a pussy for this. JJ will probably let it go. Another person, so cringe, literally, why even tweet this at all? It was such a nothing comment by JJ. Now Bill is making it to a thing, unnecessary. Another one, he's very, very much Streisanding this, so the Barbara Streisand phenomenon, if you guys know that, if you don't, search that. The JJ quote seems to be a nothing comment. Grow up, Bill. Bill needs an almond. He's hangry. Yep, totally. It's hilarious. Bill thinks that he still takes his own pod seriously in 2023. Of course, very only child to Bill to do this. Of course, this is a horribly stupid thing to clap back about. Yep, need JJ to clap back. Can't wait. Hilarious. There's the Boston charm. I mean, and I could go on and on here, but so, like, what the fuck's going on? What the fuck is going on? Seriously, we need to get to the bottom of this. Why say this? This is like when Bill went on Peter Kafka's podcast and it was something like Peter Kafka goes, oh, you sold the Ringer for $175 million. And Bill's like, no, I sold it for $200 million. Fuck cares, dude. The fuck cares? Who the fuck cares? So insanity. Insanity out there. So this is going to be a story. I mean, this is going to get hot. I mean, this is, people will not forget this one at all. People will not forget this one. All right, let's do this one. Let's do this one. This is somebody that is taking Bill's side. JJ is insinuating that the Ringer was holding back the podcast. Bill's job is to protect Spotify's podcasting business, so he kind of has to react like this, I think. I'm not sure about that, because I don't think people really saying, oh, I'm not going to listen to Ringer podcasts anymore because they don't take video seriously. Not really, you know? And I think someone responded to this, said, Bill's the head of podcast monetization. He probably heard this as the Ringer doesn't know how to monetize podcasts. And that's probably true, right? And this is interesting too. So somebody says, go listen to Bill on How I Built This Podcast. He's an absolute weirdo about this sort of stuff. I will do that. I haven't done that. I will do that. Mo Run, if you are listening and you want to be on this podcast to talk about that, let's do it. But yeah, okay. So here's another one, says, good for Bill. I can't stand Reddick. Always the smartest guy in the room. Dude, really? JJ Reddick is putting out some of the best NBA content as it goes. And he's JJ is already, I would say JJ is already the best NBA personality at ESPN. I mean, it's not a high bar, but Doris and fucking Doc, like, JJ's got more insight than both of them. JJ and RJ together are a good team. I mean, JJ certainly got more What do you want? Do you want JJ's cogent analysis of the NBA, or do you want Kendrick Perkins barking on NBA Countdown? I mean, give me a fucking break, dude. So JJ, look, I don't have to say it. You don't have to listen to me about it. You can look at the numbers. The numbers, the facts. There, JJ Redick gets a ton of viewers on his YouTube channel, and Bill gets very, very little. Why don't I finish up with this one? So Bill is probably getting a little tired of people using his platform to test out podcasting, then going solo when they have success, especially if they knock in Pod Save America is another example, Titus and Tate. See, I think this is the wrong way to look at it, but I think there's two interesting things here. So one is that JJ even said, Ringer gave us the most money, but they didn't give us the IP. That's why I didn't sign with them. I think probably the same thing could have been said for Pod Save America, because if you think back to it, it used to be keeping a 1600, so that didn't transfer either. And Bill took JJ Redick from the vertical, I think, previously. So, like, this is the podcasting game, but it begs the question of, is the whole con— and I'll finish with this, because I could go on for a while, but I'll finish with this. Is the whole concept of Spotify getting into podcasts even worth it? Even a good business? Because what is the podcasting stable business? Like a horse stable. I call it the podcasting stable. What is that even as a business? Because what happens with that is, if ultimately you want to get paid more than the podcast is generating advertising. So I want to use Barstool and Call Her Daddy as an example, because that they went on to Spotify. So Barstool, Discovers, whatever you want to call it, Call Her Daddy, and then later had the falling out. I'm just aware of it because I know that was a big media story and I followed that. But so basically Barstool is probably generating, I don't know, if they were paying her $500K and they were generating $2 million from the podcast, that's a pretty nice margin for Barstool. But what the Call Her Daddy people go, they're like, wow, oh my God, this took off. You're paying me $500K. The pod's now making $1, $2, $3, $5 million. I want more of that. So then Barstool goes, well, we need to make some money on this, so we're going to pay you X, but we can't pay you more than the podcast is raking in terms of revenue. And then she goes, fuck it, I don't want to work with Barstool anymore. Go to the highest bidder. So you go to Spotify. So what does Spotify get? Spotify is paying top dollar for a podcast. Maybe it's past its prime. I don't know. But the point is that what actual margin is Spotify getting on the podcast? What, like, so the value chain of podcasting is not a middleman. Like Spotify, not the podcast player, but Spotify owning podcasts. The Ringer owning JJ Redick's podcast is the middleman, right? Because ultimately, JJ Redick went out on his own, cut out Bill, and probably is making a lot more money than he was making at the Ringer. Probably, I don't know for sure. But you eliminated the middleman. Why did the Ringer even need to exist for JJ Redick to have a great podcast, right? I don't think it did. Now, the Titus and Tate example, I would say the reason that Titus and Tate can make more sense of Barstool is Barstool has a podcast infrastructure, does have a stable, but you plug in Titus to the rest of the Barstool shows, and then there's some synergy there where his podcast gets more popular because it's being exposed to the Barstool audience, and Barstool gets more revenue out of Titus because they put his show and him into other shows so that the advertising revenue, that basically they make his show more popular because they're putting in him instead of other non-Barstool guests into podcasting. And it calls into question. So Barstool has that. The Ringer, I'm not sure it totally has that. And then it calls into question. It's like, why did Spotify eliminate 70% of their jobs this week? You know, maybe Bill's salty from that. I don't know. Like, I don't know what Bill's professional life and personal life is. All that I know, all that Tribe has spoke is doing on the R. Bill Simmons podcast. What I am assessing is a significant, in my opinion, decline in the quality of the BS pod due to a variety of reasons. This is why the pod exists. I was a massive fan of Bill Simmons for 2 decades. He had a fucking hell of a run. I think he's the most famous sports writer of all time, and he's probably going to go down on the Mount Rushmore of podcasting. probably not even sports podcasting, Mount Rushmore of podcasting, him and Joe Rogan, Mark Maron probably are three of the four there. So it's no ill will towards the amazing success that Bill has accomplished in his career. But it's, dude, why are you doing tweets like this? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't look good for you. And you're making a big thing out of nothing. Everybody would have, dude, no one would have cared about this. No one would have cared about this. And frankly, for Simmons, you know, it was one post. It was one post in the subreddit. And then, yeah, so someone goes, you know, not this is someone quoting the tweet, not Bill's tweet, not to side with JJ Redick, but he was kind of still in the NBA in 2019. How seriously did you want him to take the podcast? Were you mad he was playing games instead of doing Blue Apron ad reads for you? So it's like, dude, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. Bill is going to look even worse than this. It's, you know, and then what's Bill going to come out with? Fucking Ringer Lackey bullshit. You know, another one. Bill Simmons remains the pettiest dude in sports media. It's true. So look, anybody out there, I'm going to wrap it up now, but anybody out there that wants to talk more about this, hop on the pod. I love discussing it. It's fucking fantastic. I want 40 minutes on this. Jeez. But I'm heated. I'm interested in it. Cause it's like, this is, you know, it's fun to talk about the beef, but it's like, man, dude, like, what are you doing, bro? Somebody like the Bill Simmons VP of common sense. Like, we need a Bill Simmons chief of staff and be like VP of common sense for your tweets. Bill Simmons, like, if you're about to send out a tweet, is it too petty? Because if it's too petty, you can stop it. And okay, I promise. I'll finish with this. I have joked before, but I actually am dead serious about this. So I tweet out a lot of the rereadables that Bill does from like the mid-2000s that wouldn't fly in today's society. And, you know, there's so much stuff to make fun of Bill about. Like, there's the rereadables, there's Any Given Wednesday, all that stuff. So I've been saying that I would accept a trade by Bill Simmons. I will stop this podcast. I will stop the Twitter account if you give me a sports media podcast at the Ringer and guarantee two annual Bill Simmons appearances on the Bill Simmons pod. I will take that trade. I mean, actually, I might need a first, or I might need a pick swap too, but I'll take that trade. No, but it's like, I would like, there's people out there for Bill. Like, you know, I'm speaking to Bill right now. Bill, there's people out there that you could talk to before launching something like this, and they could say, hey, maybe that's not the best idea. Because even leaving aside your true feelings, like, JJ's coming up hot and heavy on the podcasting scene. It's getting a lot of guests. He's crushing it. Look at all the views. Do you really want to piss off, not even JJ, do you really want to like piss off the NBA Twitter community that views you as petty for hating on JJ Redick, who is bringing in a new way to view the NBA? Do you want to be known as petty? Do you want to be shitting on somebody that he used to work for you? Do you want to be burning bridges in the NBA? Wouldn't you want to have JJ Redick on a podcast at some point, right? So I've had this discussion recently. Why is Bill not getting a lot of guests on the pod? Maybe it's because the guy burns a lot of bridges. So, you know, Bill, look, the guy's a legend. He's worth a ton of money. He's got his whatever. He's got all his houses out everywhere. You know, he's crushing. He crushed life, most likely. Bill Simmons crushed life from a professional perspective. You don't have to go this low, bro. You don't have to go this low. You crushed it already. No one was going to care. Nobody's going to care about that comment. It was in the Bill Simmons subreddit. I think I tweeted it out once, and it was going to be it. I wasn't even thinking about it today. I was at work. I picked the phone up. I got the 20 plus notifications when this happened, because everybody's like, fuck, dude, our Bill Simmons pod is going to love reacting to this. And of course I did. It's 45 minutes. But Bill, you didn't have to react to it. Okay? You don't have to react to every little thing that you perceive as maybe a shot, maybe it wasn't a shot, whatever. You've made it into a big deal. You've embarrassed yourself. And you should apologize and invite Redick on the pod and say, hey, I was wrong to say that. He was playing during the time. And The Ringer has amazing video content. You should check it out. But you're not going to do that because we all know you. And what's going to happen? The R. Bill Simmons pod is going to be here to keep on making the fun of 2023. Nadir Canyon, Bill Simmons expiring contracts, and keep cash them checks mode in full parody mode. And we'll continue to do that. So, all right. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I went long, but it's interesting stuff. And multiple new episodes lined up that I think you guys are going to really enjoy. Like I'm talking, I promise some things in this podcast, but one of the podcasts I've got in the works right now is like, I think this will reverberate around Bill Simmons' Twitter and the sub. And I actually think this is going to cause Bill to improve his podcast. I'm not even kidding. I'm not going to reveal what it is. The people that I've talked to you about it, you know who you are. It's going to be a banger pod. And yeah, so wait for that if you're a listener. But if you enjoyed this, we got a ton of other pods. Check it out. And until then, we will I'll see you on the next pod.